Chapter 9. After the Storm. Ethan stepped into the office the next morning, feeling an unfamiliar sense of peace. The oppressive weight that had clung to every corner, every breath he took, was gone. The usually tense, hushed atmosphere had been replaced with something new, relief, almost disbelief. His colleagues moved with a sense of purpose and ease that hadn't been possible under Vivian's rule. Marco greeted him with a grin as he dropped into his chair. "Good morning to the hero," he teased, giving Ethan a playful salute. Ethan chuckled, shaking his head. "I'm no hero. We all did this together." "Maybe so," Marco replied, his smile softening, "but it was your courage that got us started. Don't sell yourself short." They exchanged a quiet nod of acknowledgement, and Ethan felt a surge of gratitude. Marco was right. This hadn't been a solitary victory. It had been a team effort, one built on the trust and unity that had formed in the darkest of times. As the morning wore on, their manager, Andrew, the temporary replacement for Vivian, called for a team meeting. Ethan and his colleagues gathered in the conference room, where Andrew stood at the front, his demeanor calm and open. "First, I want to thank you all for your resilience and dedication over these past months," Andrew began, his gaze sincere as he addressed the room. "We know there have been challenges, and we're committed to ensuring that what you've gone through never happens again." He glanced down at his notes before continuing. "Going forward, we're implementing new policies to promote a supportive and respectful environment. We'll be conducting regular feedback sessions, and my door is open to anyone who needs to talk or has suggestions on how we can make this a place where people actually want to work." Ethan glanced around the room, seeing nods of approval and relief in his colleagues' faces. The changes felt genuine, a promise of better days ahead. Andrew continued, his tone warm and inviting. "Ethan, Marco, Natalie, and everyone else who came forward, your bravery in speaking up has been instrumental in making these changes possible. You've set a powerful example, and I'm honored to be part of a team like this." A ripple of applause filled the room, and Ethan felt his cheeks warm as he exchanged grateful smiles with Natalie, Marco, and the others who had been part of the movement. They had accomplished what once seemed impossible, and now the company was taking its first steps toward becoming the workplace they'd always wanted it to be. After the meeting, Ethan lingered, his heart still pounding from the recognition. He felt a hand on his shoulder and turned to see Natalie smiling at him, her eyes filled with pride. "We did it, Ethan," she said softly. "And now, we actually get to enjoy the fruits of our hard work." "Yeah," he replied, feeling a sense of peace settle over him. "It feels surreal. Almost like it wasn't real." Natalie nodded. "I think it'll take time to get used to. But that's a good thing, right? Change doesn't happen overnight, but we're heading in the right direction." They stood in companionable silence for a moment, letting the weight of everything they'd achieved sink in. There was no more fear, no more tension, just the simple, quiet joy of knowing they had made a difference. The following weeks were a period of adjustment for everyone. Without Vivian's constant demands and scrutiny, the team had to learn to work at a healthy pace, trusting that they wouldn't be reprimanded for every minor mistake. Andrew maintained an open-door policy, regularly checking in with each member, listening to feedback, and encouraging a sense of community that had been missing for so long. Ethan took on more responsibility, feeling empowered by the support of his colleagues and the new management. He began to lead team projects, bringing a collaborative spirit to each task and fostering an environment of respect and camaraderie. His years of endurance, pain, and struggle had prepared him for this moment, and now he felt the satisfaction of knowing he was part of building something positive. One afternoon, as he wrapped up a successful project review, Marco approached him with a thoughtful expression. "You know, Ethan," Marco said, crossing his arms and leaning against the wall, "I think you should consider a leadership role here. You've got what it takes, and the team respects you. It would be a fresh start for everyone." Ethan blinked, surprised by the suggestion.
"Me?
A leadership role?" Marco nodded, his expression earnest. "Why not? You've proven you're more than capable, and with someone like you leading, I think we could really make this place something special." Ethan mulled over the idea, a sense of possibility unfurling within him. The idea of taking on a leadership position had always seemed distant, reserved for people who wielded power without empathy. But he'd witnessed firsthand the impact of toxic leadership, and he knew he could make a difference by leading with respect and integrity. "Thanks, Marco," he replied, his voice filled with gratitude. "I'll think about it." As days turned into weeks, the positive changes became more apparent. The team's productivity soared, not out of fear, but from a genuine desire to contribute to a workplace they could believe in. People stayed longer at lunch, laughing and sharing stories. Collaboration flowed naturally, unhindered by the tension that had once permeated every interaction. One day, as Ethan reviewed a new project proposal, he caught sight of his reflection in his computer screen. The dark circles that had once lined his eyes were gone, replaced by a look of quiet confidence and calm. He had endured one of the most painful chapters of his life, and now he was stepping into a new role, not just as an employee, but as a leader, a mentor, a force for good. It was a transformation that had taken everything from him, but it had also given him back a piece of himself he thought he'd lost forever. The final step in his journey came one crisp Friday morning, when Andrew called him into his office. The room was bright with sunlight, the warm glow reflecting the newfound hope that had taken hold within the company. "Ethan," Andrew began, smiling warmly, "I'd like to offer you a promotion to team lead. You've demonstrated exceptional resilience, integrity, and leadership, and I think you're exactly what this team needs moving forward." Ethan felt a surge of emotion, the weight of his journey pressing against him. He thought of everything he'd been through, the sleepless nights, the moments of despair, the times he'd nearly given up. And now, standing in front of him was a chance to turn all that pain into something meaningful, to create a legacy of respect, trust, and collaboration. "Thank you, Andrew," he replied, his voice steady. "I'd be honored." The weeks that followed were some of the most fulfilling of Ethan's life. He embraced his new role with humility and gratitude, leading with the compassion he had once wished for during his own struggles. His colleagues flourished under his guidance, and the workplace transformed into a community of support and mutual respect. Every morning, as he stepped into the office, he felt a sense of pride, not just for what he'd achieved, but for the journey that had brought him here. He had taken the pain, the struggle, the suffering, and turned it into something beautiful, something that would endure long after he was gone. Ethan knew he had found his purpose, not just as an employee but as a leader, a friend, and an advocate for those who needed it most. And as he looked around the office, seeing the smiles, hearing the laughter, he knew that this was more than just a job. It was a testament to the strength that lay within each of them, a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there was always a way forward. The storm had passed, leaving in its wake a place of growth, hope, and resilience, a legacy Ethan would carry with him for the rest of his life. Chapter 10. A Legacy Begins. Ethan settled into his role as team lead with a deep sense of responsibility and purpose. It was a surreal shift, standing in the same office where he'd once felt invisible, now carrying the trust of his colleagues and the weight of their collective journey. Each day, he approached his role with empathy, encouraging open conversations and ensuring that his team felt seen and heard. He'd often stay late, walking the quiet halls of the office, thinking of everything it had taken to get here. The shadows of the past remained, but they no longer haunted him. Instead, they served as a reminder of his promise to make this place better, to create an environment where no one would feel as isolated and hopeless as he once had. One afternoon, as Ethan was preparing for a meeting, Natalie stopped by his office. She leaned against the doorframe, smiling warmly. "Hey, leader of the people," she teased, though her tone was filled with genuine admiration. "How's the view from up here?" Ethan chuckled, motioning for her to come in. "Honestly, better than I expected. I was always so afraid of this position, afraid of what it would mean. But now, it feels like the right place to be." Natalie nodded, her eyes bright with pride. "You've changed this place, Ethan. People are happier, more motivated. You've given them something to believe in." Her words warmed him, but he didn't let them go to his head. "It's not just me, Natalie. It was all of us. You, Marco, everyone who stood up. I just happened to be the one sitting here now." Natalie smiled, her gaze filled with a kind of kinship that went beyond simple friendship. "Maybe. But you're the reason we stood up in the first place. Don't forget that." They shared a quiet moment, and Ethan felt the gratitude and mutual respect that had become the foundation of their team. He knew this bond would carry them through whatever challenges lay ahead. The weeks passed smoothly, the team settling into a rhythm that was both productive and harmonious. For the first time, Ethan witnessed genuine camaraderie and collaboration among his colleagues. The old fears and frustrations seemed like a distant memory, replaced by laughter, late-night brainstorming sessions, and a sense of shared purpose. One day, Marco invited him out for a drink after work. Ethan agreed, and they found themselves at a cozy bar downtown, nursing beers and reminiscing over everything they'd been through. You know, I still can't believe we did it, Marco said, taking a sip. I thought we'd be stuck under Vivian's thumb forever. Ethan nodded, the memories still fresh. There were times I thought the same. But I knew I couldn't keep going like that. It was either stand up or lose myself completely. And thank God you chose to stand up, Marco replied with a grin. Because I don't think any of us would have had the courage if you hadn't. They clinked glasses, and Ethan felt a surge of pride as he looked around the bar, seeing the faces of his friends, his teammates, the people who had fought alongside him. They had been through a storm together, and now they were building something lasting, something that mattered. As the company moved forward, Ethan continued to push for change, advocating for fair policies, transparency, and an open-door culture that allowed everyone a voice. He held regular meetings where team members could share ideas, concerns, and feedback. His goal was to create a place where no one would feel invisible, where everyone's contributions were valued. One afternoon, Andrew stopped by his office, carrying a stack of papers. He set them on Ethan's desk, smiling. I wanted to thank you, Ethan, Andrew said, his tone warm and sincere. You've done an incredible job leading this team. We're seeing improvements in morale, productivity, everything. You've created a culture that's nothing short of inspiring. Ethan felt a swell of pride. Thank you, Andrew. That means a lot. I couldn't have done it without the support from everyone. Andrew nodded. Well, I wanted to let you know that we're starting a mentorship program, and I think you'd be perfect for it. There are newer employees who could really benefit from your experience. We could use more leaders like you. Ethan's mind raced, a sense of fulfillment spreading through him. This was more than he had ever dreamed of, a chance to shape the future of the company, to pass on everything he'd learned. I'd be honored, he replied, his voice steady. In the months that followed, Ethan took on a mentee named Sarah, a bright, eager young woman who had just joined the team. He recognized in her the same enthusiasm he'd once had, and he was determined to protect it, to guide her in ways he wished someone had done for him. Under his guidance, Sarah grew quickly, her confidence blossoming as she took on new challenges. She approached him one day, her face lit with excitement as she held up a report she'd spent weeks preparing. Look at this, she said, her eyes sparkling. It's the project we discussed. I think it has real potential to improve our processes. Ethan scanned the report, nodding in approval. This is excellent, Sarah. You've done great work. She smiled, her face filled with pride. Thank you, Ethan. I couldn't have done it without your support. As she walked away, Ethan felt a deep sense of fulfillment. He was building a legacy, passing on the values he'd fought so hard to protect. And in Sarah, he saw a new generation of leaders, strong, confident, and unafraid to stand up for what was right. One evening, as he was getting ready to leave, Ethan paused at the door of his office, looking back at the team he'd helped build. The desks were empty, but he could still hear the faint echoes of laughter, the quiet hum of determination that filled the air each day. He felt a deep sense of peace, knowing he'd played a part in transforming this place. Just as he turned to leave, his phone buzzed. It was a message from Lily. Proud of you, Ethan. You've come so far. Dinner's waiting when you're ready. He smiled, the warmth of her words filling him with gratitude. She had been his rock through everything, the one who had stood by him during the hardest of times. And now, he was ready to go home, to return to the life he had fought so hard to protect. As he walked out of the building that night, Ethan felt the weight of his journey settle into something lighter, a legacy, a testament to resilience, courage, and the power of unity. He had faced his fears, challenged the darkness, and found his way to a brighter future. And he knew, deep in his heart, that this was only the beginning. He had become more than just an employee, more than just a survivor of corporate hardship. He was a leader, a mentor, and a friend. He was part of something larger than himself, a movement toward a better kinder world, one he had helped create, one he would continue to build, one step at a time. With a final look at the building that had once been his prison and had now become a place of hope, Ethan walked into the night, ready to face whatever the future held. He was stronger, wiser, and filled with a sense of purpose that would guide him for years to come. The storm had passed, but its lessons remained, carved into his soul, shaping him into the person he was always meant to be. Chapter 11 Embracing the Future. Ethan's new role as team lead brought challenges, but each one felt like a meaningful step forward. He approached every day with purpose, guided by the values he had discovered through his journey. His role as a mentor deepened his sense of commitment. He was no longer simply leading his team, but also shaping the future of the company he had once despised. Sarah, his mentee, blossomed under his guidance. Her work became more confident, her ideas sharper, and her presence in the office grew stronger. Watching her progress, Ethan felt an immense sense of pride. He recognized the energy he'd once had before the weight of Vivian's leadership had dulled it, and now he was determined to protect and nurture that enthusiasm in her and others. But along with growth came questions and reflections that lingered in the back of his mind. What did he want next? Could he see himself here indefinitely, building and shaping the culture that had once driven him to despair? Or did he want something more? One day, Sarah approached him after a team meeting, a look of excitement on her face. "Ethan, I wanted to thank you," she began, her tone sincere. "I know I say this a lot, but it's true. Working with you has changed everything for me." He smiled, a warmth spreading through him. "I'm glad to hear that, Sarah. You're doing amazing work, and I have no doubt you'll go far." She hesitated, her smile faltering slightly. "Actually, I wanted to ask you something. Where do you see yourself in the future?" The question caught him off guard, and he paused, considering it. He had poured so much of himself into transforming the culture of the company, but he hadn't thought much beyond that. "Honestly, I'm not sure," he replied, realizing the truth as he spoke it. "I love what I'm doing here. But sometimes, I wonder if there's something else out there, something that lets me make an even bigger impact." Sarah nodded, her eyes thoughtful. "I get it. It's like you've built something wonderful here, but maybe there's more waiting for you out there." The idea resonated with him, stirring something deep within. He had fought hard to reach this point, but maybe it was time to start thinking about the broader horizon, to explore what other opportunities might await. That evening, as he walked home, Ethan felt a sense of clarity settle over him. He wasn't ready to leave the company just yet, but he could begin exploring, planting seeds that might grow into new possibilities. He wanted to keep mentoring, perhaps even find a way to advocate for healthy workplaces on a larger scale. The next morning, he started researching online, diving into articles, forums, and courses on leadership and workplace culture. He read about people who had transformed toxic environments, who had gone on to consult, speak, and advocate for employee rights and well-being on a broader stage. The idea sparked something in him, a vision of using his story to inspire others, to spread the message that resilience, empathy, and courage could overcome even the harshest corporate culture. Ethan began attending networking events, connecting with people who shared his passion for positive workplace culture. At one event, he met Claire, a consultant specializing in workplace wellness programs. She listened intently as he told her his story, nodding with understanding and interest. "Ethan, what you've done is remarkable," Claire said, her tone thoughtful. "Have you ever considered consulting? With your experience, you could help other companies make the changes you've made here." The idea was both thrilling and intimidating. Consulting would mean stepping into a completely new world, one that came with its own set of challenges. But it also offered a chance to impact people beyond his immediate team, to bring real change to workplaces that still struggled with toxic cultures. "Honestly, I've thought about it," he admitted. "I want to make a difference, but I'm not sure where to start." Claire smiled. "The good news is, you already have the hardest part figured out, your story. People respond to experiences, not just theories. If you're interested, I'd be happy to help you get started." They exchanged contact information, and for the first time, Ethan felt the future unfolding before him, a path that blended his experience, passion, and commitment into something he could carry beyond the walls of his current office. Over the following months, Ethan began consulting part-time, working with Claire on projects that allowed him to guide other companies in building positive, supportive cultures. He discovered a new sense of purpose in sharing his story, in helping people realize they didn't have to endure toxic environments. The change he had once fought for in silence was now something he could spread, one company at a time. At work, he continued to lead his team, creating an environment where every person felt valued and heard. His role in the office evolved as he trained new leaders, passing on the values that had come to define him. The company thrived, with productivity and morale higher than ever, and people began to seek out roles there because of the culture Ethan had helped build. One afternoon, as he prepared to leave for a consulting event, Sarah stopped by his office. "They're really going to miss you around here," she said, a touch of sadness in her smile. Ethan looked at her, feeling a pang of bittersweet emotion. "I'll miss it too." This place, it's been more than just a job. It's been a journey. She nodded. Thank you, Ethan, for everything. You've left a mark here, a legacy. He took a deep breath, pride and peace settling over him. That means everything to me, Sarah. And now, it's your turn. Carry it forward. As he walked out of the office, he felt the weight of his journey settle into something permanent, a foundation of resilience, compassion, and purpose that would guide him wherever he went. Ethan spent the next few years building his consulting career, traveling across the country, sharing his story, and guiding companies through the hard work of transforming their cultures. He became known as an advocate for change, a voice for those who felt silenced, and a mentor for those seeking something better. He wrote articles, spoke at conferences, and eventually published a book on his experiences, reaching audiences far beyond what he'd once imagined. Through it all, he remained grounded by the journey that had shaped him, by the people who had stood beside him, and by the vision of a world where workplaces didn't have to be prisons, but places of growth, respect, and community. His story inspired others to stand up, to believe that change was possible, and to remember that even in the darkest times, resilience, unity, and compassion could light the way forward. And as Ethan looked back on the road he'd traveled, he knew, without a doubt, that he had found his purpose, not just in surviving, but in helping others thrive. Chapter 12. Planting Seeds of Change. Ethan's consulting work brought him to all kinds of companies, some struggling with the toxic environments he knew too well, others wanting to improve their culture before it reached a breaking point. Each experience reminded him of his own journey, of the transformation he had undergone, and of the power individuals had to create real, lasting change. He became a guide, a sounding board, a mentor for those yearning to make their workplaces better. One day, he was invited to speak at a national conference for corporate leaders. The invitation felt surreal, a testament to how far he'd come. Standing in front of hundreds of faces, he shared his story, the hardships he had endured, the strength he had found in unity, and the enduring impact of compassion and resilience. Too often, he said, his voice steady and impassioned, we lose sight of the human element in business. But the truth is, people are not resources to be used up and discarded. They are the heart of any organization, and they deserve to be treated with dignity, respect, and empathy. The audience was silent, captivated. He could see people nodding, some visibly moved, as he described how a single spark of courage, shared by a group united in purpose, could change an entire culture. We can create workplaces where people feel valued, where their contributions are recognized, where they can thrive. I stand here today because of a team that refused to stay silent. And I urge each of you to remember the difference you can make. When he finished, the applause was thunderous. He felt a sense of fulfillment he hadn't anticipated. It was more than just a moment of professional success. It was a reminder that his story, his journey, could be a beacon for others. After the talk, attendees approached him, sharing their own stories of struggle and transformation. One woman, a young HR director, shook his hand with tears in her eyes. "Thank you, Ethan," she said. "I've been trying to change things in my own company, but I felt so alone. Hearing your story, it's given me hope. I'm going to keep fighting." Ethan smiled, his heart swelling with pride and empathy. "You're not alone. And remember, every change you make, no matter how small, brings you closer to a better place. Stay strong." In the months that followed, Ethan's consulting work flourished. He began collaborating with companies to design training programs, workshops, and seminars focused on empathy, communication, and conflict resolution. His approach was rooted in his own experiences, advocating for a culture of openness and accountability. He helped leaders see that they held a profound responsibility, not only to their employees but to the integrity of the workplace itself. One of his proudest achievements was a partnership with Claire, the consultant he'd met at that first networking event. Together, they co-founded a nonprofit dedicated to workplace wellness, offering resources and support for employees and managers alike. They developed programs to help struggling workplaces identify toxic behaviors and implement healthier practices. They called it the Better Workplace Initiative, a name that symbolized their shared mission. As his work expanded, Ethan often looked back, reflecting on the journey that had brought him here. The pain, the resilience, the quiet rebellion, they had all led him to this moment, where he was not only thriving himself but helping others find their voice, their strength, and their own path to change. One evening, Ethan received an email that stirred a familiar ache in his chest. It was from Sarah, his former mentee, who had stayed with the company long after he had left. She was writing to share an update, and the subject line read, "Inspired by you." "Dear Ethan," she began, "I hope you're doing well. I wanted to let you know that I've been promoted to the team lead position you held, and I couldn't be prouder. The team is thriving, and we've continued to build on everything you started. I also wanted to share something exciting. I've been using what I learned from you to create a mentorship program of my own. Every month, I meet with new employees, guiding them and helping them navigate the workplace. It's my way of honoring the legacy you left behind. Thank you for showing me what leadership truly is, Ethan. Because of you, I'm building a team that values compassion, respect, and integrity. You didn't just change the company, you changed me. And I'll be forever grateful. Warm regards, Sarah." Ethan felt a swell of emotion as he read her words, a deep sense of fulfillment filling his heart. Sarah's message was a reminder that his journey hadn't just ended when he left the company. The values he had instilled, the courage he had shared, they lived on, passed down through the people he'd mentored, spreading like ripples in a pond. He replied to her email, thanking her for her words, encouraging her to continue the work she was doing, and reminding her that she had the power to keep making a difference. As he closed his laptop that night, Ethan felt a profound sense of peace. His journey had taken him from the depths of frustration and isolation to the heights of purpose and fulfillment. He had found his place, his purpose, and his voice, and he had used them to bring hope and change to others. The storm that had once defined his life was now a distant memory, a shadow that reminded him of everything he had overcome. In its place was a legacy of resilience, courage, and unity, a legacy that would continue to grow, to inspire, and to bring light to others. As he stood by the window, looking out into the night, Ethan knew he had found something far greater than success. He had found meaning, and with it, he had found himself. Chapter 13. Passing the Torch. Ethan's life had become a blend of purpose and fulfillment. His days were spent guiding companies toward healthier workplaces, mentoring young leaders, and developing resources that promoted empathy, trust, and integrity in corporate culture. The Better Workplace Initiative flourished, helping employees and managers across the country recognize and root out toxic practices. But one day, as he reviewed a presentation for an upcoming seminar, Ethan realized something. He wanted to step back, to make room for others to carry forward the work he had started. He had already sown the seeds of change. Now, it was time to watch them grow under the care of a new generation. Ethan shared his decision with Claire, his co-founder and friend, who had become his trusted confidant over the years. "Are you sure?" she asked, her tone both surprised and understanding. "You're the face of this initiative, Ethan. People look up to you." He nodded, a calm certainty filling him. "I know. And that's exactly why it's time to step aside. This work has grown beyond me. It belongs to everyone now. I want to train others to take it forward, to inspire new voices and fresh ideas." Claire smiled, admiration shining in her eyes. "You've always had a way of inspiring people. I think you're right. Passing the torch will make the mission even stronger." In the months that followed, Ethan focused on preparing the next generation of leaders within the Better Workplace Initiative. He developed training programs, hand-picked mentors, and built a comprehensive resource library to equip his successors with the tools they'd need to lead effectively. The initiative would continue, but now it would do so with a collective of voices, each one building upon the legacy he had started. As he worked on his transition plan, Ethan received an invitation to return to his former company as a guest speaker. They were hosting a Culture of Change event, inviting employees to learn about creating positive workplace environments, and they wanted him to share his insights. The invitation felt like a full circle moment. It had been years since he had walked the halls of that building, years since he'd felt the weight of Vivian's rule. Now, he would return, not as an employee struggling to survive, but as a leader, a changemaker, a mentor. He accepted the invitation. On the day of the event, Ethan arrived early, walking the familiar path to the office that had once been a source of so much pain. But now, it felt different. The walls seemed brighter, the air lighter. He could see people laughing in the hallways, the sense of camaraderie unmistakable. He even spotted Sarah, now a team leader herself, guiding a group of new hires with warmth and enthusiasm. Sarah caught sight of him and hurried over, her face lighting up with a smile. "Ethan, I'm so glad you're here." He returned her smile, pride swelling in his chest. "It's good to see you, Sarah. You're doing incredible work here." "Thanks to you," she replied, her voice soft with gratitude. "You were right, you know, One person really can make a difference. You showed us that. She led him into the conference room, where a crowd of familiar and new faces awaited. The room filled quickly, the buzz of excitement palpable as people took their seats. Ethan felt a sense of peace as he stepped to the front, his gaze sweeping over the audience. "Thank you all for being here today," he began, his voice warm. "Some of you know my story, but I want to start by saying that the story of change is never about just one person. It's about a group of people who come together, who believe in something better, and who commit to making it a reality." He shared his journey, the struggles he had faced, the moments of despair, and the ultimate victory that had come from unity and resilience. But more than that, he emphasized the importance of each person's role in fostering a healthy workplace. "Change doesn't come from the top down," he said, his gaze meeting each pair of eyes in the room. "It comes from all of us, from the daily choices we make, the ways we treat each other, and the courage we show in standing up for what's right. Every one of you has the power to shape this place, to make it a space where people feel valued, respected, and supported." When he finished, the room erupted into applause. Ethan felt a deep sense of fulfillment, knowing that his journey had inspired not just his former colleagues but a new generation of leaders who would carry the message forward. Afterward, Sarah pulled him aside, her eyes glistening with emotion. "Thank you for everything, Ethan," she said. "You didn't just change this place, you changed lives." He smiled, resting a hand on her shoulder. "Keep carrying it forward, Sarah. You have everything you need to make this company better every day. And remember, it's the small things that matter most. Those daily acts of kindness, patience, and respect, those are what make a culture thrive." She nodded, her determination clear. "I won't forget." In the days that followed, Ethan felt the peace of knowing he had made his mark, that his work would continue in capable hands. His decision to step back no longer felt like an ending, but rather the beginning of something bigger, something enduring. He spent more time with Lily and their children, cherishing the moments that he had once sacrificed for the demands of a toxic workplace. He took up new hobbies, reconnected with old friends, and even started writing a book, a memoir of his journey from corporate despair to workplace advocacy. He poured his experiences into its pages, hoping to reach even more people who needed encouragement, who needed a reminder that they weren't alone. On a crisp autumn day, he stood at the launch event for his book, The Resilient Workplace: Stories of Courage, Change, and Compassion. Friends, family, colleagues, and even some of his former clients filled the room, their faces alight with pride and admiration. Ethan stood at the podium, looking out at the audience, his heart swelling with gratitude. "Thank you all for being here," he began. "This book isn't just about my journey. It's about the journey of everyone who has ever faced adversity in the workplace, who has fought for change, who has dared to believe in something better." He held up a copy of the book, his fingers brushing over the cover, which featured a single bright leaf growing from a crack in a concrete wall, a symbol of resilience, growth, and the power of small acts of courage. "I wrote this book because I believe in the power of each one of us to make a difference. We don't have to accept toxic environments. We don't have to remain silent. Together, we can build workplaces that uplift us, that celebrate our humanity, that make us better people." As he signed copies for attendees, he felt the impact of his journey resonate in each handshake, each smile, each word of thanks. His story had become something greater than himself. It was a movement, a legacy of compassion and resilience that would continue to inspire long after he was gone. And as the sun set over the city, casting a golden glow over the crowd, Ethan knew that he had found his life's purpose, not only in transforming a toxic workplace but in creating a world where kindness, courage, and unity could thrive. His journey was complete, but the work would continue, carried forward by the countless lives he had touched, the voices he had inspired, and the legacy he had built, one act of courage at a time. Chapter 14. The Ripple Effect. The success of The Resilient Workplace far exceeded Ethan's expectations. Within weeks, the book climbed bestseller lists, sparking conversations in boardrooms, HR departments, and coffee shops across the country. Readers wrote to Ethan, sharing how his journey had helped them find the courage to address issues in their own workplaces, or to seek out companies that valued them for who they were. Ethan responded to each letter, feeling deeply moved by the stories he read. People from all walks of life, teachers, nurses, young professionals, factory workers, shared how his words had resonated with them. It wasn't just about changing policies. It was about reclaiming dignity, about the basic respect that everyone deserved. His story had become more than a book. It was a call to action, echoing across industries and backgrounds. One letter, from a young woman named Talia, struck him deeply. "Dear Ethan, I work at a tech startup, and although I love the work, the environment was becoming unbearable. After reading your book, I realized I had been accepting behavior that was toxic and unprofessional because I thought I didn't have any other options. Your words gave me the courage to speak up. I organized a team meeting, and with support from my colleagues, we presented our concerns to our CEO. It wasn't easy, but we did it. Changes are already happening, and I finally feel hopeful again. Thank you for showing me that we don't have to accept things just because that's how they've always been. With gratitude, Talia." Ethan read the letter twice, deeply moved. He had hoped his story would inspire others, but seeing how it was helping people find their own voices gave him a profound sense of purpose. He wrote back to Talia, thanking her for her courage and encouraging her to continue pushing for positive change. Ethan's book opened doors he hadn't imagined. He was invited to speak at universities, where he met students preparing to enter the workforce and eager to understand what healthy workplace cultures should look like. He shared not only his journey but practical advice on building resilient teams, fostering empathy, and recognizing signs of toxicity. One evening, after speaking at a university seminar, a student approached him, her eyes filled with determination. "Mr. Hayes, thank you for your talk. I'm studying business management, and I want to make sure that when I lead my own team one day, I do it with integrity and compassion. You've shown me that leadership isn't about power, it's about responsibility." Ethan smiled, feeling a surge of pride. "Remember that, and you'll do great things. Leadership is about creating a space where people feel valued. Keep that at the core of everything you do, and you'll inspire those around you." The young woman nodded, her face lighting up with resolve. Ethan watched her walk away, filled with a sense of peace. These interactions reassured him that his message was reaching the right people, that it would continue to grow beyond him. As his influence expanded, Ethan was approached by a coalition of corporate leaders and advocates who wanted to create a national program dedicated to healthy workplace practices. They invited him to join as an advisor, to help design a certification process that would recognize companies with exceptional cultures of respect, inclusivity, and well-being. The program, called Workplace Integrity Certification, would serve as a benchmark, rewarding companies that actively prioritized their employees' mental, emotional, and physical health. Ethan agreed, thrilled by the prospect of setting a new standard for businesses. This was a chance to create a tangible change, to turn ideals into actions that could transform workplaces across the country. Working alongside a team of experts in organizational behavior, human resources, and psychology, Ethan helped shape the program standards. Together, they developed metrics for evaluating everything from management practices to work-life balance, fair pay, and opportunities for professional growth. The initiative gained momentum quickly, with companies eager to earn the certification as a mark of excellence. Within a year, hundreds of organizations across the country had applied, each one committing to upholding the principles that Ethan and his team had established. As the Workplace Integrity Certification became recognized nationwide, Ethan felt a sense of completion. This was what he had dreamed of, a movement that could outlast him, a program that would carry forward his values and ensure that workplaces upheld a commitment to compassion and respect. One crisp autumn afternoon, Ethan stood in front of a building adorned with the program's seal of certification. A press event was underway, celebrating the achievements of the companies that had earned the certification. As he spoke to the crowd, he felt the weight of his journey settle within him, not as a burden but as a foundation. "This isn't just a certificate," he said, his voice resonant. "It's a commitment, a promise that we can do better, that we can create workplaces where people feel seen, heard, and valued. This program is more than a set of standards. It's a testament to the power of courage, resilience, and unity." The applause that followed was overwhelming, and as Ethan looked out over the crowd, he saw faces filled with hope and determination. He realized then that he had become a symbol, a living reminder of the possibilities that lay in the choices each person made every day. Years passed, and Ethan transitioned fully into an advisory role, passing leadership of the Better Workplace Initiative and the Workplace Integrity Certification Program to trusted colleagues and mentors. His legacy continued to thrive, not just in the policies and practices he'd helped establish, but in the countless individuals he had inspired. In his quieter moments, Ethan reflected on the long road he had traveled. The darkness he had endured had been painful, but it had also given him the strength to build something beautiful, something that brought light to others. He had come to realize that true success wasn't about personal achievements or accolades. It was about the lives you touched, the people you lifted up, and the change you left behind. In his retirement, Ethan continued to write, sharing his insights in essays and articles, reflecting on the lessons he had learned. He spoke occasionally at events, always with the same message, that workplaces should be spaces of growth, respect, and empathy, and that every individual had the power to make a difference. As he grew older, he often received letters and messages from people whose lives his work had impacted, leaders who had transformed their companies, employees who had found their voices, and students who had been inspired to pursue meaningful careers. Each message reminded him that his journey had mattered, that his struggles had led to something far greater than he'd ever imagined. And in those quiet, reflective moments, Ethan knew that his legacy would endure, not just as a movement, but as a reminder of the enduring power of courage, compassion, and the belief that every person deserves a place where they can thrive. Chapter 15, The Final Chapter. Ethan's twilight years were filled with quiet moments of reflection and gratitude. He spent his days with Lily, their children, and grandchildren, savoring the life he had built and the legacy he had created. His grandchildren, especially, adored listening to his stories. They sat wide-eyed as he recounted tales of resilience, courage, and standing up for what was right. To them, he was not only a beloved grandfather but a hero, a man who had turned his pain into purpose and his struggles into strength. One crisp morning, as Ethan sat on his porch with a mug of tea, he received an email that brought a smile to his face. It was from a young executive at his old company, the same place where he had once struggled under Vivian's oppressive rule. The executive's name was Daniel, and he had read The Resilient Workplace during a difficult time in his career. "Dear Mr. Hayes, my name is Daniel, and I'm now the CEO of the company you once worked for. I know of you well, not just through your book, but from the stories that have been passed down by those who worked with you. I wanted to let you know that the culture you helped create has endured. We're a company that values each employee's voice, and we owe much of that to the work you started here. We recently implemented a new mentorship program for emerging leaders, and we've named it the Ethan Hayes Leadership Initiative. Every year, we award employees who demonstrate resilience, compassion, and integrity, the values you instilled in this place. Thank you for showing us that real leadership comes from the heart. You've left a legacy here that will be cherished for generations to come. With gratitude, Daniel." Ethan read the letter twice, a swell of emotion filling his heart. The idea of his name attached to a program that honored the values he had fought for moved him deeply. He had once thought of that company as a place of suffering, a chapter he would one day close and leave behind. But now, it had become a part of his legacy, a testament to the lasting impact of courage, unity, and change. Later that day, as he sat with Lily by his side, he shared the letter with her. She listened intently, her eyes shining with pride. "You've created something that will outlive you, Ethan," she said, taking his hand in hers. "Not everyone gets to say that." He squeezed her hand, feeling the weight of her words settle into a peaceful certainty. She was right. He had built something greater than himself, something that would continue to ripple through the lives of those who came after him. Over the next few years, Ethan watched as his legacy continued to grow. Former colleagues and mentors reached out to him regularly, keeping him updated on the progress of the initiatives he had started. They shared stories of how the Workplace Integrity Certification Program was inspiring a new generation of companies to prioritize empathy and compassion. He saw how the Better Workplace Initiative expanded into schools, community organizations, and nonprofits, spreading a message of unity and resilience that transcended corporate walls. One evening, as he sat in his study, surrounded by letters, awards, and photographs, he felt a deep sense of contentment. He had walked a long, challenging road, and though it had been marked with pain and sacrifice, it had also led him to a place of fulfillment beyond anything he had imagined. His book, The Resilient Workplace, had become a cornerstone in leadership training programs, a guide for anyone striving to create healthier, more inclusive environments. He often received emails from readers who found strength in his story, who had drawn inspiration from his resilience, and who had decided to make their own workplaces better. As he grew older, his health began to decline, but he accepted it with the same quiet courage that had defined his life. Surrounded by the love of his family, he faced each day with gratitude, knowing that his journey had been one of purpose, one that had touched countless lives. On his final day, Ethan rested peacefully in his room, his family gathered around him. His children, grandchildren, and Lily held his hands, their voices gentle as they shared memories of laughter, love, and pride. He looked at each of them, his heart swelling with gratitude for the life he had lived, the struggles he had overcome, and the legacy he had left behind. As he closed his eyes for the last time, he felt a profound sense of peace. He had done what he had set out to do. He had created a better world, one small act at a time. His journey had begun with pain, but it had ended with hope, with love, and with the knowledge that he had made a difference. In the years that followed, Ethan's legacy continued to grow. His book remained a beacon of hope for those seeking change. His programs continued to inspire leaders across industries, and his name lived on as a symbol of resilience, compassion, and unity. Every year, at the Ethan Hayes Leadership Initiative Awards, stories of courage and transformation were shared, and young leaders were reminded of the man who had shown the world that change was possible. They honored him by carrying his values forward, by creating workplaces filled with respect, kindness, and integrity. And though Ethan was gone, his spirit remained, alive in the hearts of those he had inspired, in the workplaces he had transformed, and in the countless lives he had touched. Ethan Hayes had found his purpose, and he had lived it to the fullest. His legacy was more than a story. It was a promise, a reminder that even in the darkest times, there was always light, always hope, and always the power to create a better world. Chapter 16. A New Generation. Years passed, and the influence of Ethan Hayes and his vision continued to spread. The Ethan Hayes Leadership Initiative had become a prestigious program, with companies around the world adopting its principles. Young professionals and seasoned executives alike now saw the initiative as a beacon of leadership, a guidepost for fostering positive and resilient workplace cultures. Leo, who had once been inspired by Ethan's story as a young employee, was now leading the company where Ethan's journey had first begun. Under his guidance, the company had not only achieved recognition as a top workplace but had also become a sought-after partner for initiatives centered on workplace wellness and integrity. As CEO, Leo felt a strong responsibility to carry on Ethan's legacy with authenticity and heart, and he approached every decision with Ethan's teachings in mind. One afternoon, Leo received an email from a student organization at a nearby university. The organization, dedicated to leadership development, was hosting its annual conference and had reached out to invite him as a keynote speaker. In their message, the student leaders shared that they had been studying the resilient workplace and were eager to hear from someone who had personally known and been inspired by Ethan Hayes. The invitation filled Leo with both pride and nostalgia. He accepted, seeing it as an opportunity to share Ethan's story with a new generation, a generation that would carry Ethan's message even further. On the day of the conference, Leo walked into the packed auditorium, feeling a mixture of nerves and excitement. Young faces filled the seats, students brimming with ambition, curiosity, and a hunger to make their mark on the world. As he stepped up to the podium, Leo felt the weight of the responsibility to represent Ethan's legacy, to share the lessons that had shaped his own life and career. "Good afternoon, everyone," he began, his voice steady. "It's an honor to be here with you today, and it's an even greater honor to speak about someone who changed the course of my life and the lives of so many others. His name was Ethan Hayes, and his story is a testament to the power of resilience, courage, and kindness." He shared Ethan's journey, recounting how Ethan had struggled under a toxic leadership, how he had rallied his colleagues to stand up for each other, and how he had ultimately transformed their workplace into a community of respect and support. Leo spoke of the challenges Ethan had faced, the moments of doubt and hardship, and how Ethan's commitment to compassion had inspired him to build something that would endure long after he was gone. "Ethan taught us that true leadership isn't about authority or control," Leo continued, his gaze sweeping the audience. "It's about empathy, about lifting others up and creating an environment where people feel valued and empowered to bring their best selves to work. Each of you has the potential to lead in that way, to carry forward a legacy of kindness, no matter where your career takes you." As he spoke, Leo could see the impact of Ethan's story reflected in the faces before him. The students listened intently, their expressions thoughtful, some even moved to tears. Leo realized then that Ethan's legacy was more than a corporate initiative or a leadership program. It was a movement, a reminder of the transformative power of integrity and compassion. After his speech, students gathered around Leo, eager to ask questions and share their own dreams of creating positive change in the workplace. One young woman approached him, her voice soft but determined. "Mr. Ortega," she began, "Ethan Hayes's story means a lot to me. I grew up in a family that didn't always understand why I cared so much about fairness and kindness in leadership. Hearing about Ethan's journey has made me realize that I can pursue a career that honors those values. Thank you for sharing his story with us." Leo smiled, feeling a surge of pride. I'm sure Ethan would be proud to know that his story has inspired you. Remember, every small act of kindness and fairness you bring to your work makes a difference. Leadership isn't always easy, but it's a responsibility we carry to make the world a little better for those around us. As Leo returned to his company, he was inspired to introduce a new project in Ethan's honor. He called it the Hayes Fellowship, a program designed to support young leaders from diverse backgrounds who wanted to make an impact in their communities and workplaces. The fellowship would provide mentorship, resources, and funding for initiatives that promoted ethical leadership and positive workplace cultures. The response to the fellowship was overwhelming. Applications poured in from young people across the country, each one sharing stories of resilience, vision, and hope. The fellowship grew quickly, with former mentees becoming mentors, and the fellowship alumni going on to make remarkable changes in their own organizations. Ethan's name became synonymous with integrity and kindness, inspiring leaders who wanted to change the way the world approached work and community. In the years that followed, the Hayes Fellowship became a global network, connecting leaders who carried Ethan's values into boardrooms, nonprofits, schools, and governments. They became advocates for fair treatment, champions for workplace wellness, and voices for those who struggled under unfair practices. Ethan's vision had grown beyond his initial journey. It had become a legacy woven into the lives of countless people who believed in the power of unity, compassion, and respect. Leo, now in his later years, looked back on his own journey with gratitude. He knew that his success, his impact, had all been possible because of Ethan Hayes, a man who had once been a stranger but had become a guide, a mentor, and a friend in spirit. Leo saw Ethan's influence reflected in the choices he made every day, in the young leaders he mentored, and in the legacy he would eventually leave behind. Ethan's story was no longer just a story. It was a promise, a torch passed down from one generation to the next, illuminating a path of empathy, resilience, and hope. As long as there were people willing to carry it forward, Ethan Hayes's legacy would endure, reminding the world that one person's courage could indeed change everything. Chapter 17. The Torchbearers. The Hayes Fellowship continued to thrive, spreading Ethan Hayes's legacy further than Leo or anyone could have imagined. Fellows from diverse backgrounds, representing various industries and cultures, united under a shared vision of compassionate leadership. They came from cities and towns, from bustling corporate towers and quiet nonprofits, but they all carried the same promise: to lead with empathy, respect, and resilience. One of the fellowship's newest members, Maya Chen, embodied the spirit of the Hayes legacy. Maya was a bright, passionate young woman who had grown up in a small town and dreamed of creating a world where people could thrive in their work without fear or resentment. Her own experiences with a difficult workplace had inspired her to join the fellowship, determined to become a force for change. Maya had a particular interest in workplace mental health, having seen friends and family struggle under the weight of toxic environments. She proposed a project that would bring mental health awareness and support into workplaces that often neglected it. Her vision was bold. She wanted to make mental health an integral part of employee wellness programs, not just an afterthought. She named the initiative Mindful Workplaces. With the fellowship support, Maya gathered a team of mental health advocates, counselors, and workplace leaders to develop programs tailored to her vision. She worked tirelessly, meeting with companies across the country to help them implement mental health resources and training for their employees. As she spoke to executives, managers, and employees alike, she saw the impact of her efforts in the changed lives and newfound resilience of the people she helped. Maya quickly became a leader within the fellowship, known for her dedication and compassion. She often credited Ethan Hayes's story as her guiding light, the inspiration that kept her moving forward, even when the work was challenging. "Ethan taught me that no workplace is beyond saving," she often said to her team. "Every person deserves to feel valued, respected, and supported. And I won't stop until every workplace reflects that." In time, Mindful Workplaces expanded internationally, reaching offices, factories, schools, and government organizations. The program gained recognition as one of the most effective workplace mental health initiatives, with companies proudly displaying the Hayes Fellowship seal on their websites and office walls. Maya became known as a leader in the mental health movement, her work recognized with awards and speaking invitations around the world. One evening, after a successful presentation to a room full of corporate leaders, Maya returned to her office to find an email from Leo, who had been following her journey closely. "Dear Maya, I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished. Seeing how you've carried Ethan's legacy forward reminds me of why we started the fellowship in the first place. Your work has brought hope to so many, and I have no doubt that Ethan would be incredibly proud. Thank you for honoring his vision and for showing the world what compassionate leadership looks like. You are a true torchbearer, and I'm grateful to call you a fellow in the Hayes legacy. With deep respect, Leo. Maya read the email with a heart full of gratitude. She knew that her work, though impactful, was just one branch of the ever-growing tree that Ethan's legacy had become. There were fellows all over the world, each carrying a piece of his vision, each lighting a path for others to follow. As the years passed, the Hayes Fellowship became a global network of compassionate leaders, an interconnected web of people dedicated to changing the world one workplace at a time. Each fellow had their own story, their own battles, but they were united by a shared commitment to the values Ethan had lived by. At the fellowship's annual summit, hundreds of fellows gathered to share their stories, exchange ideas, and renew their dedication to the mission. The event featured panels, workshops, and presentations on topics ranging from conflict resolution to workplace diversity, but it always began with the same ritual, a tribute to Ethan Hayes. The tribute took place in a quiet garden at the center of the summit venue, where a single, sturdy oak tree had been planted in his memory. The tree represented Ethan's legacy, strong, resilient, and rooted in compassion. Every year, new fellows would gather beneath its branches to hear Ethan's story, told by someone who had been directly touched by his work. The story had become a tradition, a sacred part of the fellowship's identity. This year, it was Leo's turn to tell Ethan's story. Standing before the group of bright, eager faces, Leo felt the familiar weight of responsibility and pride. He looked out at the fellows, many of whom were hearing about Ethan for the first time, and began. Ethan Hayes was more than a leader. He was a man who believed in the power of kindness and resilience. He taught us that even in the darkest times, we can choose compassion over fear, unity over division, and integrity over power. His journey wasn't easy, but he showed us that one person's courage can inspire a movement that we are all now part of. Leo's voice grew steady as he continued, his words filled with respect and love. Ethan's legacy is alive in each of you, in the work you do, in the lives you touch. You are the torchbearers, the keepers of his vision. Remember that you are not alone in this journey, that together, you are carrying forward a legacy that will outlast all of us. The fellows stood in silence, each of them reflecting on what Ethan's legacy meant to them. Leo saw Maya among them, her eyes bright with emotion, her posture resolute. And as he looked around, he felt Ethan's presence, a quiet strength that filled the garden, reminding each of them why they had chosen this path. The fellowship grew and evolved, with new generations stepping into leadership roles, carrying forward Ethan's mission with fresh perspectives and unwavering dedication. The Hayes Fellowship became more than a program. It became a symbol of resilience and hope, a global community dedicated to a world where workplaces could be spaces of growth, compassion, and integrity. In classrooms, offices, and homes, Ethan Hayes's story continued to be shared, inspiring people from all walks of life to believe in the power of kindness and the courage to stand up for what is right. His legacy was no longer confined to the business world. It had become a way of life, a beacon that reminded people of the impact they could have simply by choosing to lead with empathy and integrity. And so, long after Ethan's time, his legacy lived on, not as a distant memory, but as a living, breathing movement carried forward by those who believed in the world he had dreamed of, a world where every person, regardless of their title or role, felt valued, respected, and seen. Chapter 18. A Legacy of Love and Courage. As the Hayes Fellowship flourished, Ethan Hayes's name became synonymous with transformative leadership, resilience, and compassion. His story inspired new programs, educational courses, and community initiatives that spanned industries and continents. His values transcended the walls of boardrooms and offices, touching lives in unexpected places: hospitals, schools, nonprofits, and community centers. One of the fellowship's recent projects, Compassionate Communities, aimed to bring Ethan's principles into underserved neighborhoods. The program provided leadership training to local residents, empowering them to address the unique challenges in their communities. This initiative had become a particular point of pride for the fellowship, as it expanded Ethan's legacy into spaces he had never dreamed of impacting. In one of these neighborhoods, a community center named after Ethan Hayes stood as a beacon of hope. It was painted a warm yellow, with murals depicting people of all ages, races, and backgrounds. Above the entrance was a plaque with Ethan's words engraved, "True strength lies in lifting others up." Inside the community center, children learned to read, teenagers attended workshops on emotional resilience, and adults received training on job skills, mental health awareness, and community organizing. Volunteers and leaders alike spoke of Ethan's story with reverence, treating it as a foundation for everything they did. One of the center's directors, a woman named Anna, had been introduced to the fellowship years earlier. Inspired by Ethan's journey, she worked tirelessly to bring his values to life in her community, empowering residents to support one another and create a sense of unity. Ethan Hayes taught me that change doesn't need to start big, Anna would tell new volunteers. It starts with small acts of kindness, with listening, with lifting others up, even when it's difficult. That's what we do here, one day at a time. Meanwhile, the Hayes Fellowship continued to reach younger generations, introducing Ethan's values to high school and college students who saw him as a hero. Leadership academies began integrating his principles into their curricula, teaching students not only the practical skills of leadership, but also the ethical responsibility that came with it. At a high school in Philadelphia, a student named Jaden discovered the resilient workplace in his school library. Jaden had always been drawn to stories of courage and changemakers, and he quickly became captivated by Ethan's journey. Ethan's transformation from a disillusioned employee to an inspiring leader struck a chord with him, and he found himself reading the book cover to cover, feeling the power of Ethan's words resonate deeply. Jaden's high school hosted an annual Heroes of Change essay contest, encouraging students to write about figures who had inspired them to make a difference. That year, Jaden entered the contest, writing about Ethan Hayes and his journey of resilience. His essay described how Ethan's courage had inspired him to pursue his own dreams of creating a better world, one act of kindness at a time. When Jaden's essay won first place, he stood on stage, beaming as he spoke about Ethan's influence in his life. "Ethan Hayes taught me that leadership isn't just about being in charge," Jaden said, his voice filled with conviction. "It's about lifting others up and choosing compassion over power. Because of Ethan, I know that I can make a difference, no matter how small. And I want to carry his legacy forward, just like all of you can." The audience erupted into applause, and as Jaden looked out over the crowd, he felt a sense of purpose take root in his heart. He knew that one day, he wanted to be a leader like Ethan, a leader who cared, who listened, who believed in the power of unity. As Ethan's influence continued to spread, the Hayes Fellowship decided to expand their annual summit into a global event. They called it the World Summit on Compassionate Leadership, inviting fellows, leaders, educators, and community members from all over the world to come together and share ideas on how to foster inclusive, supportive environments. The inaugural summit was held in a city with deep roots in community activism, and it brought together people from all walks of life: CEOs, teachers, social workers, activists, and students. Each attendee came with stories of change, each one inspired by the values Ethan had championed. The summit opened with a memorial tribute to Ethan, acknowledging how his courage and compassion had sparked a global movement. During the summit's opening ceremony, Leo, now a respected elder in the fellowship, delivered a speech that moved many to tears. "Ethan Hayes was one man, but his influence has become boundless," Leo said, his voice filled with pride and emotion. "He showed us that true power lies in kindness and unity, that every act of compassion creates a ripple that reaches far beyond what we can see. This summit is proof of his legacy, a legacy built on love, courage, and the belief that each of us can be a force for good." Throughout the summit, attendees shared stories of how they had carried forward Ethan's principles. Each presentation, each workshop, each conversation became a testament to his enduring impact. The summit ended with a collective pledge that everyone in attendance would work to make their workplaces, communities, and homes more compassionate, empathetic, and inclusive. On the final day, as the attendees gathered in a circle around a symbol of Ethan's legacy, a large banner featuring his guiding words, Maya, now a senior leader in the fellowship, spoke to the crowd. "We are all part of Ethan Hayes' legacy," she said, her voice steady and filled with conviction. "Together, we've built something that reaches beyond any one of us. Ethan's story didn't end with him. It lives on in each of us, in the lives we touch, and in the changes we make. Remember this: your kindness, your empathy, your courage, they are the greatest gifts you can offer the world." The crowd stood in silence, reflecting on her words, feeling the collective strength of their shared mission. One by one, they each placed a hand on the banner, as a promise to carry Ethan's legacy forward, to live by the values he had taught, and to make the world a better place in his memory. As the summit ended and the attendees returned to their homes around the world, the spirit of Ethan Hayes continued to shine brightly. His journey had started with one person's determination to make a difference, but it had become a movement, a vision for a world where every person felt seen, valued, and uplifted. In every corner of the globe, in countless acts of kindness and courage, Ethan's legacy lived on, a legacy of love and resilience, a promise that no act of compassion was ever too small, and a reminder that each of us, in our own way, had the power to change the world.